Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Chicago brings us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. TimBerry.com, BPlans.com, if you want to learn how business plans, other business plans look, so you know how to do your own business plan, BPlans.com. How many are there now, Tim? A couple hundred, 200 or 300?
More than 500. If you're talking more about sample business plans, complete with financial projections and the appendices, monthly projections, and so on.
I think
it's like 515.
I remember when we first started talking, it was like 30 in there.
So, yeah, that's right.
Come a long way, folks, and so much stuff there. And don't forget PaloAlto.com. You'll thank me later for telling you about that, especially TimBerry.com. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. We're talking about strategy. You have an approach called IMO. Identity, marketing, and offering, IMO, and a three-step approach to strategy, and now we're talking about the offering. We've identified what we're good at, we've taken it to market, we found out where we should be in the market, now let's talk about what we should offer them.
And that's the product or service, right? The offering is the product or service. And this is the third of the three, and when you see them together, it's kind of easy, I hope, certainly that's my sense of it, to see how they relate. Your choice of market, your choice of product or service, and your own identity work together. You're a fine chef, you want diners who want a high-end dining experience, and then your offering, then you have to match it. Mm-hmm. Your messaging say, we have fine dining. Well, your business offering then matches your target market, which matches your identity. Mm-hmm. All of them are about focusing on what's most important. And all of them come back to this idea of strategy is what you're not doing. So, you know, think of any market, automobiles. You know, the big SUVs do one thing for one kind of person, and the Mini Coopers and Mazda Miatas do another kind of thing for another person. They're all automobiles, mm-hmm. but in small business we focus, so your product has to match your identity and your market, and then you have really good strategy. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And see, what it does, folks, this is the cherry on top of your strategy cake here, or your sundae, because this is what you go to market with. So you've identified who you are and what you're all about. You've determined where you want to focus. You know that you're not gonna try to be all things to all people. You're gonna only go after this part of the segment of the marketplace, only these kinds, this profile of customer, and this is how many you'll need to make a living to be able to succeed, and you've determined that you're in a place where there are that many people, and then the next thing is you say, okay, and what are those people going to want?
And then you execute and you give them that. It's funny, by coincidence, I'm working on a blog post right now that's an example of strategy execution. The computer reseller, the computer store, was really hurting on the pricing of computers because the big box stores were driving down the price. So the owner decided that she needed to focus on service for small business customers, mm-hmm. who really appreciated service because that was what she did well. Well, the business offering part of that is she had to change the business if we're going to offer services. Mm-hmm. So she stopped selling computers without installation. She trained people to do training and installation better. She changed her messaging. She changed her pricing. And she added space in her retail place, a big counter, and a lot more parts to beef up her ability to do service and upgrades and networks and things like that. So she changed the business offering to match her identity and her choice of target market.
Well, and it's what I've said before. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
And that's what she did.
That
fits right in.
That's what she did. I've got a friend of mine is in the construction business. He's having a hard time getting workers, right? And he found out though that maintenance, he makes more money from maintenance than he does doing the construction work, and he doesn't need as many people. So he's now, since he can't get people, he's moved over to maintenance instead of construction. He's making more money.
And you see how that matches
changes
identity
offerings.
Identity with offering, because the identity side of that is it's getting really hard to get workers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's strengths and weaknesses.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Tim, good job today. Thanks for the IMO strategy lesson. Come back soon.
Oh, thanks for asking me, Jim.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tim joined us. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.